Chapter 15. Help. The Aldhelm looked both ways before entering the shrine. He stepped through the entrance guarded by tall shrubs and into the concrete structure. Statues of the Milds formed a half-circle, facing him as he entered. In the middle of the statues of the Milds stood a statue of a giant, faceless, bald man clothed in gray robes so large they hid his arms and legs. The Aldhelm sighed, looked away, plucked a flower off the vines wrapped around the concrete, left the shrine, and placed the flower into the water outside. He stood to his feet and quietly grieved at the flower drifting away on the pond, all on its own. Several passers-by gave him less than friendly glances, but he brushed them off his shoulder as he always did and carried on back to the temple. He exited the garden on the south side as guards hustled through the streets. He stopped to avoid being run into. "She can't have gone far," one of them said. "Spread out. We cannot come back to the palace without the princess." The Aldhelm's eyes widened, wondering where the princess might have run off to. "There you are," came another voice as the guards dispersed. "I was told I'd find you in Harmony Garden picking flowers from the shrine this time of day. Hoped that wouldn't be true either, but I guess it is." The Aldhelm turned to find Jarell marching after him.
"Jarell," said the Aldhelm, "what can I do for you?"
"Oh, I think you've done enough," said the Earl of the South Rabble. He approached the Aldhelm and stopped inches away from him. "What's the matter with you? Why would you share with others what I shared with you in confidence?"
"I don't know what you're talking about."
"Don't give me that, Aldmarin. I'm the one who told you about the king's decision with the gold and silver, and now the entire city is aware of it."
"I can assure you, Earl, I told no one."
"The royal community has been investigating how word must have gotten out all day. I was the only one in the royal community to confess I'd shared it with you. After trailing it down to who learned from who from 6 individuals, they all confessed that you were the one who shared it with them." Aldmarin stepped back, jaw dangling. "Earl Jarell, you must believe me. Not a word of this came from me."
Jarell scoffed.
"How else could they have known you knew it, Aldhelm?"
"Clearly I'm being set up."
"Save it," said the Earl.
"You know I can't arrest you because it would incriminate me as well for sharing information with you.
But consider this a warning. You are no longer allowed in the quarrels. Any concerns you have can be relayed to me through your forebearers."
"Earl, please, someone or multiple people are trying to pin us against each other. I promise you I did—"
"Aldhelm," said Jarell with a cold brashness, "you really don't want to test me right now." The Aldhelm hung his head, stricken with sadness. "I've got my eye on you," said the Earl. "Next slip-up, and you'll be behind bars. In case you haven't heard yet, the princess has been kidnapped. I trust if you hear anything, you will let the authorities know."
Aldmarin, a dazed look upon his face, said, "This is the first I'm hearing about a kidnapping. I'm sorry to hear about this. If I learn who's taken her, I will surely let the guards know."
"Good." The Earl stormed away. Aldmarin looked at his surroundings. Some bystanders glanced at him. His and Jarell's spat had drawn some attention. The Aldhelm carried on back to the temple, keeping a steady eye on those around him. Something strange stirred the air since New Verse Eve, like the turn of the tide. War brewed all around them, and the cold dread of its arrival sank into his bones. His walk back to the temple offered ample time to think and search for wisdom. His fears had partially settled when he approached the front doors, but the uncertainty of what to do next still had no clarity. He entered the temple, met by no one else there. His forebears must have been doing community work. He walked the halls and entered his office with a deep sigh, shut the door, walked to the stained glass windows behind his desk, and stared out of them.
"Aldmarin," said a voice.
"Oh!" he exclaimed before turning to see a young lady standing in the doorway.
"My goodness, who are you?"
When the princess stepped into more light, he said,
Princess Angel?"
"Yes," she said, "and I need your help, I think.